What's happening? Thanks for joining us. 8:13, I said 8 o'clock. We will be prompt from now on. Was just dealing with some things. Good morning. It's supposed to be 8 a.m. I have a meeting at 9 a.m. So this is kind of just an intro. I'm back. I'm happy. I'm excited. John Lund, ex of KNBR, if you did not know who I am, sitting in my studio. I love morning radio. I love morning coffee. I love Bailey's in my coffee, but I have not done that yet. And we have a lot to go over. But here's the thing. First of all, thank you, thank you, thank you. We've had a ton of outpouring of support. I will give you a brief. If you tuned in, you tuned in for sports is what you tuned in for. Right? You tuned in to talk Niners. And every day I'll put kind of a chalkboard up there. You see update, 49ers injuries, cursed season, CMC latest. Quit, Kyle, Brock money, that's a money symbol, drafty, and bonus Corbin Burns. That's what we're going to go after and talk about in the next 45 minutes. First of all, I got a chat up, so if you want to chat and interact, love it. Please chat, please interact, let's discuss. You do not, if you know me at all, if you listen to KNBR, if you listen to Pop and I, if you listen to me in the Bay Area over the last 15 years, if you listen to me in Salt Lake City, Detroit, Portland, all my stops along the way, Dallas. I consider the Bay Area home. I've been there 15 years, love the fans. Everybody has been great to me. So you tuned into the podcast to hear about my thoughts, my opinions. I was with Larry Kruger last night. We've got so many cool things going on in the Bay Area, and it's such a cool time to be doing what I'm doing for a living because we're going to congregate and everybody get everybody together, and you guys are going to love what's happening. But right now, for now, let me give you just a quick update, maybe 2 minutes. Give me about 2 minutes here. Set the clock. I'll give you what happened, and then let's get into sports talk, and let's have fun, and let's laugh, and let's connect, and let's do all these things. First and foremost, as everybody says in these forums, please subscribe. Please hit the subscribe button here. Tell all your friends. Please, please follow me at John Lund Radio, that on Twitter and X. That is the best way. I will interact with you there. If you know me at all, you don't have to agree with what I say. I spew a bunch of crap, and then you tell me what you like, what you don't. If you agree, disagree, you don't have to kiss my ass and tell me, yeah, you're great, you're smart. You never did that on KNBR. You never did that on any of my stops, and you don't got to start doing it now. So let's have some fun. But if you tuned in today to hear what happened, you've probably had it happen, and this is just the way it goes. First of all, I'm not bitter. I'm not pissed. I'm not upset. Things happen for a reason. I'm not going to get deep into God and things like that because you don't want to hear that crap. But the reality is I believe things happen for a reason. I had a tremendous run on KNBR from 2016 up until a couple of weeks ago. Doing media nowadays as ever is like walking on a high wire. I've been doing it for 27 years and covered numerous Super Bowls, World Series, NBA Finals, college bowl games, championships, Final Fours. I've been one of the luckiest damn guys alive. I've never worked a real day in my life. So don't feel sorry for me, and I don't think you do, but I'm just letting you know that I'm fine. I got a great family, great support system, great wife, great place, love the Bay Area, wouldn't leave, and I'm not bitter about anything. So if you tuned in to have me rip on KNBR or radio or say it's downfall or anything else, I'm not going to do it, not because I can't, because unleashed to me means that I'm going to just say what I want. I have over 25 years of experience in this stuff, and the truth is that we were the flagship of the 49ers, and I was damn glad to be there and do the pre-half and post on their network. Felt very fortunate. The Giants are on the station still. Will be maybe for this year. Maybe that'll be the end of that. But the reality is you can't, my point is you can't say everything you want to say. I know a lot of stuff behind the scenes I just couldn't say. Greg Plopp is the play-by-play voice of the 49ers. He can't say what he wants to say all the time. He knows a ton, and he has to hold back. That's just how it is. So I'm not ripping anybody. I'm simply telling you that in this forum, it's awesome. I'm not going to get canceled by myself. I'm not going to rip guys. I have a philosophy in life and with this whole thing that I don't take personal shots at players. There's plenty between the lines that I can talk about, but I am more free to say what I know, what I see, and damned with the ramifications of everything I say, because if it's accurate and it's the way I see it, and in 25 years, I'm kind of an expert at this stuff, you don't have to agree with it. I'm just telling you, I understand with reporter instincts and the type of things that I've done through my life, what the hell's going on? Because we've all seen it season after season after season. You've seen it. I've seen it. So anyway, damn happy to be here. Not bitter, not angry. Very blessed to have the run I've had in the Bay Area. And that's about it. So thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. I have an ex-wife, a college student, and let's do this. Last thing, and then we will get to all the content, and let's talk some 49ers. And again, hit me up on the chat. John is the man. I love it. I got your first like on YouTube. Very nice. Thank you. Nick, let's go. Love it. Good to see you, brother. Good to see you. Even though I don't see you, I feel you. My good friend Sens of Johnny LeMaster, start on time. 100%, my friend. We will do it from now on. I'm not going to talk about glitches or anything, but we are good to go now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Johnny has been great. In fact, I'm going to bust your sweatshirt out this week. And then last thing on the show, it's not going to be just me just blabbing. Blah, 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 blah. You don't want to hear that. I got guests lined up for the week. We're going to get a bunch of the old radio guys on. We're just going to have a ball here, man. And so 8 a.m. every Monday through Friday, as needed during the day. I want to do live chats at night. We're going to do all this stuff, and it's going to be an absolute ball. And we're going to be unleashed. So tell your friends, subscribe at John Lund Radio on Twitter and right here on Unleashed on YouTube. And I'll post the podcast later. So thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, with that out of the way, let's get to some stuff. All right, update. That's, again, as you can see on the right there, that's the update. All right, and if you have any questions, comments, thoughts, hit me up right here on the chat. Hit me up at John Lund Radio. I'll be more than happy to expand on things, but I'm not sure how much everyone can stomach. They're like, get to something. And so that's what I'm going to do. So first and foremost, let me just put this up on the screen, the 49ers injuries. All right, because there's injuries which are explanations and there are injuries that are excuses. I use that all the time. You know, if you listen, this is the injury list right now with the 49ers. Aaron Banks, Nick Bosa, Chris Conley, Jacob Cowing, Jordan Elliott, Demetrius Failing and Foles, he's not much of a loss. Kevin Givens, Dre Greenlaw, blah, blah, blah. You can read, right? Let's put that away. 3, 2, 1. Here are the injuries all season. Now, if you go to Pro Football Reference, you can see this, but see all the outs and the IRs, the O is an out, the IR in red and all those kind of things. That means it's an explanation. Losing all those guys. I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but I'm just showing you in graphic form how ridiculous this season has been for the 49ers from an injury front. And this is going to lead somewhere, which is I often reference, you got that? 3, 2, 1. I often reference the national media, which I probably shouldn't do as much because I have a lot of good friends who have reached out to me in this time who are great national media people. But the thing is that there's a thing going on with the 49ers, and you got to decipher this season versus next season, all right? So this season, the 49ers are cooked. They're done. I don't want to see Christian McCaffrey again. I don't know if we'll see Christian McCaffrey ever the way that he was last season. This season, Saquon Barkley and what the Eagles are doing is what the 49ers did last year. So I don't know that we're going to see Christian McCaffrey. It's a CMC latest right there on the chalkboard there to my right. The CMC latest is he's gone on the injured list. Jordan Mason has gone on the injured list. I'm not one advocating for tanking, but look, I don't need to see Nick Bosa again. I don't need to see Fred Warner hobbling around again. You saw the list. And then it goes to the cursed season that I have up there on the chalkboard, the latest being Trent Williams and his wife and he going through a stillborn child. And we know what happened with Ward, and we know Pearsall got shot, and we had holdouts with Ayuk, and then he gets hurt. You know, just like me, I'm not calling myself an expert here, but you know this as a sports fan, just like I do. You feel something when it's a good season, right? 2021 and the Giants, it's like, woo-hoo-hoo! Look at what's going on with the Giants. They just, every guy they brought up in 2021, right? Everything works, everything works, everything works. Fringe guys have the season of their life. And you're like, this is our year. And then conversely, you have a year like this with the 49ers, like 2020 and like this year, where you go, you knew from the beginning, cursed, just cursed. Holdouts, injuries, more injuries, personal problems. Ricky Pearsall gets shot. We knew it early, but we thought, you know what? They're just so damn talented that they're just going to get through it. They're just going to keep going, keep going, keep going. Kyle always has great second halves of the season. They're fine. Well, it didn't happen, right? And we can't expect every single season, even with the talent that the 49ers have that's getting old and expensive, but still the talent that they have, it's just not going to work every single year. There's all these different elements, and we all, as fans, look, nah, whatever. Just play. We got the most talent. Just play. It doesn't work like that. So injuries, cursed season, it's over for this season. But the people that are trying to put the dirt on the coffin of the 49ers, and in just a minute I'm going to get out to the lines and get out to the chat, and I'll read some of your thoughts because I'd love to get your thoughts on this. They're done for this season. It's cursed. It's injuries. It's all these kind of things. It's not an excuse. It's an explanation. But as far as putting dirt on the 49ers next season and saying that this era is over, which would be a shame because it would be like the Harbaugh years. Man, that team was talented. Remember how talented that team was? My God, right? But they didn't win a Super Bowl, so you can't put them in a certain realm. I know you hate the Seahawks, as do I, but they won one. You know, with the Legion of Boom and Russell Wilson and everything, all you got to do is win one. You don't got to win multiple. You just got to win one. That's it. Look, I didn't make the rules. That's just the way that it is. To be considered a team or a player or a whatever that gets put on a pedestal and talked about for years and years and years, let alone all the Super Bowls that the Niners won or the Warriors championships or the Giants win in their three, you just got to win one. And it'll be a shame if this team doesn't win at least one. And Kyle continually says, we should have won this one and this one and this one and the heartbreak. And I've been at all their Super Bowls. Not the early ones, but from Super Bowl 47 on, I've covered all those Super Bowls. And it would be a shame if this team didn't win even more so than the Harbaugh years, because you can't put them in that realm despite how talented they are. But it's not over. Over? Did you say over? It's not. Because Brock Purdy's going to get signed. I don't know if that's a good thing or not. We're going to go over that in Brock with the number sign. I don't know if it is anymore. Give me your thoughts. But next year, if and when they get healthy, if and when, and I, this is another philosophy of mine that you'll find through the years, the teams that have the most ifs in any single sport, I don't care what it is, it could be Little League. If we continually have to say before the season, if this goes right, if this guy, if that, if this, if that, if this, if that, if you have all the ifs and maybes and what ifs, your team's not very good, right? Because those what ifs, as we've seen this year, and we've seen through some of the years with all of our local teams and national teams, that those what ifs generally don't all come through. You got to get lucky. So I'm not going to bury the 49ers and this regime and these players yet. Now, are they getting older and more expensive? Yes. Is Brock Purdy going to hurt keeping players? Yes. Ward won't be back at one of the corners. They signed Lenore. I'm not sure that Dre Greenlaw is going to be back. I'm not talking about the injury. I'm talking about the finances. I doubt Javon Hargrave plays another down for the 49ers. He's just too damn expensive. So, yeah, this team is going to get torn apart little by little. And I'm not even sure if we want to go down to the Brock part since I brought it up. I'm skipping here on the chalkboard. The Brock and then the money symbol. I don't know, man. I mean, quarterback is such a tough thing to gauge in the NFL because you don't have to be Mahomes and Josh Allen, which are clearly the top two, and they can lead you to a Super Bowl no matter what's around them. We found out this year that Brock isn't that. I'm not down on Brock. It's just that what happens is within your own division is all the defensive coordinators of the teams that are going to play you, and especially the teams in your division, spend the entire offseason figuring out ways to stop you and to slow down your best weapons. And they concentrate on the quarterback. And because everybody's using a version of Kyle Shanahan's offense, everybody is planning to stop this offense. And I'll get to Kyle in how he fits into the equation in a second. But they've scouted Brock Purdy again and again and again. We see it in baseball. We see it with rookies in every single sport. Man, that guy's going to be a Hall of Famer his first couple of weeks. And all of a sudden people adjust. In baseball, you see it. And then you have to adjust back and the adjustment starts and then we find out if you're a really good player. Brock's a good player. Brock's not a great player. He's a good player. I liken him to Jared Goff. Now you're saying to yourself, wait, Goff's an MVP candidate, Lund, you dumbass. Look at the start we're off to. You're already talking stupid. What I mean by that is that they need perfect conditions. Jared Goff, not only does he play in a dome at Ford Field in Detroit, But he has played the majority of his games indoors, even on the road this year. They play in Minnesota. Now, they play a game in Chicago. They play a game in Green Bay. But most of their games outside of two or three are in a dome. Perfect conditions for Jared Goff. Not the strongest arm. Pretty accurate, though. But he's got all these great weapons around him. They have a solid defense without Aiden Hutchinson. I'm not sure what they're going to do. But he needs perfect conditions. He gets them. He's great. That's Brock Purdy. He hasn't had perfect conditions. I'm not talking about Buffalo. I'm just talking about in general. Teams have scouted him. He loves to throw the in routes. Doesn't have the strongest arm. I'm not down on Brock. I'm simply saying that the 49ers are going to find themselves in a position in this offseason where, because God, for some reason, did not give us enough quarterbacks. Hell, he didn't give us 32. He didn't give us backups. He didn't give us even 10 great ones. There's 10 really good quarterbacks in the league, and there's two or three elite. That's just the way it is. I think it's Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and everybody else. I don't know why. You can find every other position in every other sport, maybe goalie and hockey is the closest, but then that's it. You can't get enough. So you don't have to be great to be the highest paid. Jimmy Garoppolo was once the highest paid. Derek Carr was once the highest paid. You know what I'm talking about. Then the next guy comes along and he gets more. Well, now we're at a range of $50 to $60 million, and the cap keeps going up. Let's not bore ourselves with that conversation. He's getting paid because they have no other choice. Are they going to go get Sam Darnold? Are they going to try to rehab a Daniel Jones? Are they going to go try to find the next Geno Smith? Likely not. So Brock Purdy's going to be the quarterback. He's going to get an AAV, average annual value, of $50 to $60 million, and that's going to cost him players. So that's why on a national level, all these guys are sitting there going, whoa, 49ers are dead. I wouldn't say that yet. They got a great draft class this year. You got to string two or three of those together. You got to get cheap labor back. They've done it. They did it from Harbaugh to Shanahan. There was a mighty lull in between. I understand that. But look at what the Rams have done. They've got a lot of young talent. Seattle's starting to develop talent. But they don't have the talent of the 49ers when they're healthy. All right, so next year I'm not writing the 49ers off. Give me your thoughts on that. Again, you can hit me up in the chat right there. I can see them all. And at John Lund Radio. One more, and then I'm going to go out to the lines and read some stuff. And again, I'm damn happy to be with you this morning. John Lund Unleashed. Make sure that you're following and subscribing. And follow me at John Lund Radio. Good morning to you, by the way. Hope you're having some great coffee, hanging out, driving in, whatever you're doing. Like I said, just happy to be talking sports with you again. One of the big topics right now is Kyle Shanahan. People are calling for his head and all these different things. And of all the weird things that have happened this season, and let me back up. Another sports philosophy that you'll have with me is that just because a guy is great, and Kyle Shanahan is great, don't get it wrong, Kyle Shanahan is one of the top minds in football. He's one of the great coaches right now, even though he hasn't won a championship. I don't know that he's going to go on an Andy Reid run, but he's going to win a title at some point. Hopefully it's here. Because Kyle Shanahan is great, especially offensively, because Bruce Bochy was great, because Steve Kerr is great, because Bill Belichick is and was great, doesn't mean they're beyond reproach. It doesn't mean they can't make mistakes. You're probably great at your job, but you're going to have a good day and a bad day. It's just the way it works. So Kyle Shanahan has had a bad season. It's just a fact. He hired the wrong guys. Nick Sorensen can't be the defensive coordinator next year. This is where really the team has fallen on defense, and especially in the trenches. We'll get to the draft in just a second. It says drafty down there. I'll do that real quick before we get out of here. But the draft is really the issue with this team on the offensive and defensive lines. But let me stay focused for a minute and not let my ADD kick in. Is that Kyle Shanahan's had a bad year. Nick Sorensen was the wrong choice. They had guys like Robert Saleh and D'Amico Ryans running a defense. Now, you got to have the players, but you got to have the scheme. You got to have the feel. You know, Nick Bosa goes down and you're not blitzing. You're trying to still get there with four. You're exposing your defense. There's nothing creative about this defense. Defenses are getting away from the Seattle shell. You know what we're going to do, but we're so talented. We're just going to do it and you can't move the ball. Look what Mike McDonald and all these different guys are doing. Look what Vic Fangio is doing in Philadelphia to revamp that team. They have a great defense. A year ago, we thought Philly was dead. They're not. They just needed better people in better positions. The 49ers have talent, and they'll continue to bring in talent. Look at this year's draft. The secondary's pretty much rebuilt. They don't even need Ward next year because I think Green and Lenore are going to be fine corners. But again, staying on Kyle. He hired the wrong defensive coordinator. He should have fired the special teams coordinator months ago. It's a joke. How can you possibly still have a job? And look at me talking about who should have a job. But come on. Brian Schneider, he's out. He's gone. They've made mistakes again and again and again. You have to send a message that that's not acceptable. That's on Kyle. The defensive coordinator hiring position needs to be Robert Saleh next year. That's on Kyle. All right, so he's not beyond reproach as great as he is. And then on the offensive side of the ball, he's become too predictable. He's become a bit bullheaded. I'm smarter than you. He needs to bring in someone. Mike McDaniel was good this way. Hey, here's another philosophy. Maybe we're becoming predictable because the biggest issue this season offensively has been, now injuries number one, Let's not forget that. That's the reoccurring theme. But we can't sit there and sit here and say that time after time after time. Injuries, injuries, injuries. Fans don't want to hear it. They are the explanation this year, not an excuse, but fans don't want to hear it. So Kyle Shanahan needs someone to check him on offense. He needs another Mike McDaniel. Hey, Kyle, we're predictable. Hey, Kyle, they know what we're going to do in the red zone. Hey, Kyle, let's not beat our head against a wall. And then the last thing I'll say is on Kyle's front, they were ill-prepared to play in Buffalo. I know snow is difficult and ice and all those kind of things. I'm not athletic, but I get it. We all do. We watched it. Chris Collinsworth kept saying that get the speed going, get moving, do the. You should have known that. You've played in ice and snow before. Mike Shanahan coached in Denver with the Broncos. You've seen snow games. They were ill-prepared, north and south. And when the season was flickering and when you kind of had a chance in that game down 21-3 after Debo's kick return, Kyle Juszczyk has had three carries all season long, and you give him the ball at the goal line? That's not fair. Jordan Mason was averaging 8 yards a carry running north-south against a defense that couldn't get any grip on the field. Could have been 21-10, and maybe you were in the game. Now, they played so horrendously the rest of the game that it didn't matter, but at that moment, Kyle made another mistake. So again, you can't get from here to fire him based on all those things. It's stupid. Stop. National media is saying it. Local idiots are saying it. He's not getting fired. He shouldn't get fired. But when you have a season like this, just like any of us, just like right now, I'm reassessing everything in my life. All right, what happened here? Hey, Greg and I had great ratings. It wasn't that. You can figure out why I'm not there. I'm not going to get into it. But Kyle Shanahan's not getting fired. He just needs to reassess things. New defensive coordinator, new special teams coach. It's not just new players. Yeah, new players. And the guys that I just mentioned a few minutes ago aren't going to be around. So it's going to be a challenge. But Kyle Shanahan's got to reassess everything. He shouldn't be fired. I heard Colin Cowherd, a good friend of mine, say he should be stripped of his personnel duties. That's not happening. Kyle is an offensive genius, whether you want to admit it or not, and he's going to bring in the right kind of people. Now, again, I think they made a mistake in re-signing Brandon Ayuk. When you make mistake after mistake after mistake, have the wrong special teams coordinator and then not make him culpable for the kind of season he's had, hiring Nick Sorensen when he's not ready. Now that Robert Saleh is out there, you can rectify that in the offseason. Being bullheaded offensively, being predictable, all these different things. You can change all those things, but you have to realize that that's what happened. This is more than injuries and more than a weird season. That's number one on the list. But there's a lot of mistakes that are being made by Kyle Shanahan, and he needs to rectify it. But you don't strip him of his personnel duties. They're fine. These guys drafted good this year. They're not dead yet. They're not dead yet. So give me your thoughts on that. All right, 49ers injuries, cursed season, CMC latest, quit. Ugh. You see on there on the chalkboard, quit and a question mark. The worst thing you can accuse a player of, an athlete of, and believe me, look at me, I'm not athletic, but is to say that they quit. And against the Bills, I think they quit. Against the Packers, I think they quit. I don't know what they're going to do the rest of the season, but I'm accusing them of quitting, and that's a big thing. But I can understand it, not excuse it, but I can understand it because coming into this season, the 49ers were hell-bent on saying, we're going to win one of these things. Maybe this is the last dance for us. We're going to win, we're going to win, we're going to win. And all of a sudden, they find themselves getting smoked in Buffalo in a snowstorm. They're going to fall to 5-7, and even in this bad division, because they've already lost to Seattle and the Cardinals and the Rams, and we know how they did it, that they're not going to the playoffs. And nor do they deserve to go to the playoffs. They're not up with Philly right now and Detroit and Minnesota and all those other teams. They're not, because of injuries, because of weirdness, but also because that's just not where they are. We all see it. The season's cursed, whatever, however you want to call it. So they're not there. They're not going to get there. And they're frustrated because they thought they were going to be playing for a Super Bowl. They thought they were going to throw their shoes out on the field and they were going to be back. And this time in New Orleans, which, by the way, is a lovely place for a Super Bowl. My favorite. Been to two or three there that I've covered. It's awesome. So they're getting frustrated. We're all there. You know, you have goals, expectations, just like fans, the players do too. They're human beings. They're not robots that get dumped out of a locker onto the field, and they're frustrated. So I can understand, but I do accuse them of quitting, and that's not a great thing. Brock Money, we went over. Let me go over drafty before I go out over things, because I was on with Larry Kruger last night. We're going to do a bunch of stuff together, and all the radio guys out here are going to do a bunch of stuff together. So stay tuned to everything. again, at John Lund Radio. I have to pump that through you because that's what you do. But here is, let me see. Oh, that's the wrong one. Let's see. Is that the right one? That's the wrong one. Let me see here. Injuries. Did I do this? I don't know. Maybe I didn't. Anyway, point is that, oh, here's Tankathon. This is the one I wanted. Oh, no, that's not it. All right, here's the deal. The 49ers are 14th in the pecking order. I'm not saying that they should tank. I'm not saying they're trying to tank. Players don't tank. They got to put good stuff on tape. But I wouldn't play a lot of these guys. You know, Fred Warner, CMC, Mason, any of these guys. Nick Bosa needs to recover. They've played a lot of games. Again, not an excuse, an explanation. But I'd shut down a lot of these guys. They're sitting at 14. I'd like to get a top 10 pick. And you got to start in the trenches. It's embarrassing what has happened to the 49ers in the trenches. For a team that wants to punch you in the face, and everybody in the NFC, and especially in the NFC West, have said, what do the 49ers do to kick our ass every year? Oh, you know what they do? They're better than us in the trenches. So what did the Rams do? They got a bigger offensive line. They drafted a bunch of guys on the defensive line that have worked out despite Aaron Donald retiring. Seattle's doing the same thing. First-round pick, Byron Murphy, Texas. They're trying to rectify their offensive line, which is pretty awful. Look at the Cardinals, Jonathan Gannon, their head coach. They're trying to get physical, and that's what teams are doing. Detroit, what do they do? They're flashy, just like the 49ers were, and have a lot of skill position talent, but what do? They punch you in the face. They got one of the best offensive lines in the league. What does Philly do? Skill position players, but defensive line, Jalen Carter, the defensive line, they have one of the best offensive lines in the league. That's what teams do. They smash you into submission. What did the 49ers do? That's what they did. Look at their offensive line now. I'm sorry what happened to Trent Williams on a personal level, but as far as his play on the field, which is fair game to me, he's not the same guy, and he's not. I don't know that he's ever going to be. And Aaron Banks hasn't worked out as a second-round pick, and Jake Brendel needs to be replaced at center. Dominic Pooney is a great find in the third round, and please no more Colton McKivitz. So really, three of the five and maybe even four of the five need to be replaced shortly. Defensive line, in 2019, it was the best in the league, even without D. Ford. Buckner, which is where this downfall started. Buckner, then Kinlaw didn't work out. Then you had to overpay and give Hargrave the money that you should have just given Buckner in the first place. Armstead got old. Bosa still has no help. All of a sudden, on the offensive and defensive lines where they were supposed to smash people and everyone went, no, no, no more. Quit smashing us. Quit punching us in the face. Doesn't work anymore because the 49ers don't have those players. Can't keep them off the linebackers defensively. Can't stuff the run, can't rush the passer. Offensively, you want to run, tire out the defense, possess the ball. That's what Kyle Shanahan likes to do. Play action off that. Can't do it because you can't run the ball because you don't have the line. So the things that the 49ers used to be, that needs to be the entire offseason, offensive and defensive lines. They aren't what they used to be. So drafty, that's what that means, all right? So let me hit some of the things and let me reset. If you just joined, thank you at John Lund Radio. Please follow along. I will be here each morning at 8 a.m. And as you said, Sons of Johnny, the Master, sharp. All right. I am a person who is on time, but today I had one technical difficulty that was keeping me off the air, but that's no excuse. No excuses. That's a pure excuse on my part. I suck. But I will be here every morning at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday. I'm going to do night chats as well. We're going to get together with all the radio guys. I was with Larry Kruger, and I'm going to be with Larry each Monday night. And then we're going to have other guys on. My guest list will start tomorrow. Stay tuned. Go to at John Lund Radio. I'm not going to just sit here and blab every day, but I thought we'd get to know each other again just today and hang out. So that's what I wanted to do. And then real quick, again, at John Lund Radio, subscribe here on the podcast, John Lund Unleashed, Bay Area Sports Podcast, a bonus Burns, and I mean Corbin Burns. All right, we can talk a little Giants here real quick. It doesn't have to be 49ers all the time. We're going to talk about a number of different things, not just sports. We are unleashed. We can do whatever the hell we want. I'm excited about Corbin Burns. I heard John Morosi on MLB Network yesterday talk about Corbin Burns and how the Giants were in on him. And that makes a ton more sense. They were never going to sign Blake Snell. Not with Buster Posey. Not 104 innings Blake Snell. The Dodgers rotation, and I'm not saying they're not going to win the division. I'm not saying they couldn't win another World Series. I know you want to vomit in your mouth. Sorry, you're probably eating this morning or drinking some nice coffee. I don't mean to upset your stomach. But Blake Snell threw 104 innings. Yamamoto threw 90. Glasnow threw 134. Otani pitched none. Tony Gonsolin pitched none. That's 300 and something innings for five starters. So they're not guaranteed. That starting rotation is not guaranteed. They pieced it together. Give them their credit. Give them their flowers. They pieced it together at the end. Dustin May is still hurt. Bueller's not coming back. Kershaw, please. What the Giants want to do is they want a bunch of Logan Webbs. Buster Posey's old school. If you don't know what Buster Posey's going to do, he hired a scout as his GM. He's going to scout. Now, are they going to sign a few guys? Yeah, I think so, but I don't think they're going to break the bank. So don't hold your breath this offseason on that. Snell got $182 million. So I was getting excited, and I'm listening, and I'm watching John Morosi, and I'm going, yeah, he's talking Burns to the Giants. Corbin Burns is a local guy. Don't let that scare you, Aaron Judge. He pitched at St. Mary's. He would be the perfect guy. He's a horse. He pitched 200 innings for the Orioles last year with a 2.47 ERA. He's the perfect guy to put next to Logan Webb and to give your bullpen a break. Plus, what's great about him is, and I include Kyle Harrison, I include Birdsong, I include any of their young pitchers that you love, trade the young pitching for hitting because they won't sign here. That's just the way it goes. Farhan never figured that out. I love my prospects. He hoarded them. Dude, trade them while they're hot, not while they get exposed. Trade the young prospects. Bring in hitting. You're a big market team. Sign the pitching. Spend the money. But the reason I don't think they will is Morosi said on MLB Network that Corbin Burns was going to command, because he's younger and more durable, over $200 million over at least 5 years. And probably like 4 years, actually. So I thought to myself, is Buster Posey going to spend $200 million on a pitcher? This is, remember, Farhan's long gone, thank God. But the front office, the people who control the purse strings around that big mahogany table that I always talk about, they still remain. So when Buster Posey comes calling in, may I have some money, sir? I'm not sure that he's going to get it. They didn't give it to Farhan. They don't like five-year deals for pitchers, and I get it, man. They get hurt. You never know. They're a second away from the arm snapping Tommy John, and you just spent a bunch of money on a guy on the injured list, which the Dodgers are going to find out this year because that's their whole rotation. But the reality is that I don't know that they're going to get that money. Corbin Burns would be perfect. I'd love to have him. I was all over Blake Snell. You listen to my KNBR shows. Blake Snell, Blake Snell, Blake Snell. And then you see him up close. He throws 100 innings, and he's hot and cold. He can be one of the greatest and the best. The Giants aren't going to do business that way. They want, and just like fans do, we want continuity. We want to know who's going to go to the mound. Corbin Burns would do that. But I don't know that the Giants will do it at a $200 million price card. They should. They're a major market team, but a lot of times they don't act like that. So anyway, there is my bonus Burns. I hope I'm wrong. All right, there you go. I wanted to hang out with you today. I have a meeting at 9 o'clock this morning, but I love hanging out with you. At John Lund Radio, hit me up. At John Lund Radio on Twitter. Questions, comments, thoughts. Call me a dumbass. Say you disagree. Say you agree. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Subscribe. Unleashed. There's another Unleashed, by the way, that I did with Locked On Podcast Network. They're going to take that down. So if you get confused, I think I have this actually. So that's what my Twitter looks like. That's when you know you're hanging with me. 3, 2, 1. And that's what the YouTube page looks like. So that's the one you're going to want to subscribe to right there. That's what it looks like. At John Lund Unleashed. Please subscribe. Tell all your friends. That's what the YouTube page looks like. If you're listening on the podcast, you're like, what are you talking about? So that's what it is right there, and I'll leave that up for a second because you don't need to see my ugly face. Travis, you and Kruger were amazing last night. Thanks, Travis. Krug's awesome, man. For anybody who doesn't know, I've known Krug the entire 15 years that I've lived here. We lived across the street from each other. He coached my kid. We're very good friends, and every Monday night I'm going to be on the Krug Show. Krug's going to be on here. I'm going to have tons of guests. They'll start tomorrow, but I really appreciate it. Thank you. Dear friend, you'll have 50,000 subs before you know it. Good luck in your new journey. Just to clarify, subs, you don't mean submissives, you mean subscribers. You're right, and I hope so. Thank you. Tell all our friends it's in your hands. Mick says, hell yeah, Jay Lund is back. Thank you, my friend. Mick, I really appreciate it. I appreciated you listening during my KNBR days, and I appreciate you you listening here. Like I said, I got a kid in college and an ex-wife. Please tell everyone you know. Hey, John, here's Danny. Hey, John, awesome to see you on YouTube. You and Damon Bruce should do a show together. Absolutely. Love Damon. Damon and I, I'm sure, will get together. We've sent texts back and forth, and I'm sure Damon and I are going to do some stuff together. We haven't yet, but we will. That's what it's about out here. I'm not going to go on a tangent here, but the reality of it is that there's too many great people that are incredibly talented, and it's no knock on anybody that's on the air right now. I'm not here to bash radio. It's been good to me for 28 years and a wonderful run in the Bay Area. I'm not bitter. If you just tuned in, I'm not bitter. I'm not angry. I feel very blessed that I could walk on that high wire that is radio as long as I did. But Damon Bruce and Rod Brooks and Tom Tolbert and, you know, and maybe we can get Gary Radnich out of, Larry probably can do this, out of retirement for a few minutes. There is so much talent and fun talent. And believe me, I'm not at liberty to say, but we're putting together some cool stuff and you're going to be the benefactor of it. I mean, it's just, there's so much great talent here that we've all listened to for years, and they're all going to be a part of this whole thing. So it's going to be just incredible. Let's see, who else we got? Vintage oddball cards. Dude, vintage oddball cards? If you're a collector, man, hit me up. Your first like, Nick, let's go. Good to see you, Travis. Awesome to have you on. Legend. I think you have to be old to be a legend. But if you want to call me a legend, I'm not going to say no, but I think you're using that word far too loosely. Again, hit me up on the chat right now. Give me your thoughts. Every morning at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday. Hell, I might pop in on the weekend. And then come back for the chats tonight. Tell all your friends, please subscribe. That's the one on your screen right now to follow on YouTube at John Lund Unleashed. Hit me up right there. And then that's what my Twitter looks like right now. It says under review because I changed it. I changed my profile. So there you go. That's the one to follow right there, at John Lund Radio, and you'll stay informed on everything that I'm doing. So there you go. What do you think, man? Did we have a good time today? Just wanted to throw some stuff out to start the show. And again, if you're just tuning in, John Lund, formerly of KNBR, I really appreciate you hanging out. I really appreciate you supporting me, supporting others. Larry Kruger really laid this thing down, and a lot of people can do it. So I got a ton of stuff on the agenda, not just this, but this is my first venture, but I got a ton of stuff that I am not at liberty to say, but a ton of stuff going on. There's a lot of fun stuff going on in the market with a lot of talented people. As I said, if you follow along both on the YouTube page and on Twitter with me, then you'll see. And then, like I said, every morning and starting tomorrow, we get guests on the show. I just wanted to reconnect with you one-on-one, but tomorrow on the show, we'll start to get the guests on. I got a tremendous guest list. I got a lot of great connections, not only here in the Bay, but everywhere. And then, as you said, guys like Damon Bruce and Rod Brooks and Larry Kruger and all the guys that you've been listening to for years. And we'll get Tommy Tolbert on here as well. I love doing a show with Tom for years. So we're going to do a ton of stuff with those guys. And like I said, we're going to just have a ton of fun over the next little while establishing everything and getting everybody on board. So again, questions, comments, thoughts, you don't have to agree. Let's talk about it. And it doesn't have to be 49ers. It doesn't have to be Giants. It doesn't have to be Warriors. I love national stuff. Love to talk to you about college football, the state of college football right now. I love the 12-team playoffs. I'm absolutely enamored with them. My kid goes to Arizona State, and they might have a chance to get into this whole thing. I think it's revamped the entire sport. I hate the cup in the NBA. That thing is stupid. It's the only thing I think I agree with LeBron James on. Let's talk life. Let's talk fun. Let's drink some cocktails at night during happy hour. I do have a bottle of whiskey right here. Look at that, Hanson's. I would recommend, let me get this up to the camera. I would recommend this. I'm not going to drink it now. It's 8 in the morning. They usually do vodka. They're not sponsoring me. I'm just telling you. Hanson's, you want to sponsor the podcast? By the way, you want to sponsor the podcast or the YouTube page? Be my guest at John Lund Radio. I'd love it. By the way, there it is. I had to take this off the wall. It's over. It's done. Love Papa, though. He'll be popping on here as well. Anyway, thank you, thank you, thank you for hanging out. I got to hit a 9 a.m. meeting, and if I'm late, it's with a person who's very important, and if I'm late, they're just going to leave me. So anyway, hit me up at John Lund Radio. I really appreciate you hanging out. Anything else? My new favorite sports show. Thank you, my friend. You're my new favorite listener, but I love everybody. Danny, hey, John, good to see you on YouTube, you and Damon Bruce. Oh, yeah, I read that one. You tripping. I like it. Keep coming, 8 a.m. every single day. I will post these, so obviously you don't have to be here live. We'll do about an hour every morning. And again, check me out throughout the day. I'm going to post all sorts of things. I do this thing called 3 minutes on. So if sports news breaks, I just give you a quick hitter, you know, just with my phone or whatever. Here's my opinion. We'll talk about it more in the morning. I'm going to do a chat live tonight. And that'll all depend on Giants games, Warriors games. We'll watch those together, and then I'll come on late at night and we'll talk that as well. And then I'll pump a bunch of stuff out during the day. So again, I got a lot of stuff going in the hopper. I'll keep you up to date on everything, some local, some national, and then we're going to get a bunch of guys in this room. Again, Twitter is at John Lund Radio and John Lund Unleashed. Go to the right one. I got to tell you, as I jump out of here, that's the right one right there. That's what it looks like. So make sure that you subscribe, hit that button. If you want to sponsor the show, hit me up at John Lund Radio. Love you. I'm not just saying that, man. I love you. Thank you for the support. I appreciate it. We will talk to you tonight. We'll talk to you soon at John Lund Radio. John Lund Unleashed, episode 1 in the books. Thanks for hanging out.